ఓం శాంతి. టుడే ఇస్ థర్స్డే 19th April 2018. మ్యాజిక్ ఆఫ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్. టుడేస్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ ఇస్ మే యూ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్ హోప్లెస్నెస్ ఇన్ టు హోప్ బై హ్యావింగ్ ఫేత్ ఇన్ ద ఇంటలెక్ట్ అండ్ ద జీల్ అండ్ ఎంథూజియాజం ఫార్ విక్టరీ. మే యూ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్ హోప్లెస్నెస్ ఇన్ టు హోప్ బై హ్యావింగ్ ఫేత్ ఇన్ ద ఇంటలెక్ట్ అండ్ ద జీల్ అండ్ ఎంథూజియాజం ఫార్ విక్టరీ. ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్. If your faith is unbroken, you constantly have victory. Let there always be zeal and enthusiasm for victory. Do not have the sanskar of hopelessness. Experience any difficult task to be as easy as though it is not a big thing because you have carried out that task innumerable times. You are not doing anything new. So, do not have any name or trace of hopelessness. Let there not be this thought in your nature or sanskar. I don't know whether this will be transformed or not. You are always victorious. So, here Baba is speaking about hopelessness. Baba says that, may you transform hopelessness into hope. So, first thing is that why one become hopeless? Or his faith goes up and down. Yeah, repeated failures. Yeah, if someone getting all the time is repeated failures is there in their life, so in that case they become hopeless. And what more? When trust is broken, yeah, if some many times we get deceived from many people, if anyone, so in that case our trust is broken. In that condition our faith or hope goes down. And what more things? Especially for the Brahmins. Why Brahmins become hopeless? Or their faith shakes or it goes up and down. Yeah, when they see the negativity in the family. So I think there are a few points why the faith of Brahmins goes up and down or why they become hopeless. If we keep so much expectation from anyone else and if the expectation is not going to fulfill, that time we become hopeless. And many times it happens that if we have some desire from a long time that this should be fulfilled, if that desire is not going to fulfill, so that time we become hopeless. We think that Baba is not helping me. Maybe I had committed some mistake or I had done some any kind of mistake, so that's why Baba is not helping me. And many times that we see that when we compare ourselves with others, that time also we become hopeless. That since long time I am in this gyan, but I didn't achieve any success, or that person is getting so much name and fame, but as compared to him, I'm not getting anything. So in that kind, in this case also, our faith or our hope goes up and down. And what else? Here Baba is speaking about transform hopelessness into hope. Yeah, lack of knowledge. If lack of knowledge is there, so many times we see that means all the time in Murli Baba says that keep the faith in Rama, keep the faith in family, and keep the faith on Baba. Okay, so we have faith on Baba, but sometime our faith on drama and our faith on family is goes up and down. If any problem comes to us, we think that look at that family people, means Brahmin family, they are so much old in gyan, but how they are doing such kind of things. If we see the Murli of last Sunday, Avyakta Murli, Baba has said so many things in that Baba has taken the contract to please children. So will he not fulfill his contract? Baba says that Baba would keep the his children happy, means Baba would keep his children always comfortable with all the terms, either it's mind, body or wealth. Yeah, so these statements are so bold and strong statement, but how much we have faith on those statements? That we read the Murli, but how much we churn on that really Baba is always there to help us. There is one story, all of you have known that story, you know. One person is there and he has so much faith on the God. So once God comes in front of him, so God is asked him what you want. So he says that I want you always with me. So God says, okay, no problem. In any kind of your situation, means any situation in your life, I am always there with you at your back. So once he had seen that he has some vision or something in his dream, that when there is so much problems in his life, he saw there is only one pair of footsteps are there. But when there is a happiness and like joy and all pleasure in his life, there are two pair of footsteps. But when there is so much problem, he just finds one pair of footsteps are there. So he complained to God that you told me that I am always will there at your back. So, but I saw that when there is so much problem in my life, I just saw the one pair of footsteps. So it means that time you moved away from there. You remain me alone. So God replied, no, that's not your footstep. That was my footstep, because that time I had carried you in my arms. No, so many times the problem comes to our life and we think that Baba is not helping us. No, in last Sunday's Murli only Baba said that all are children and how children are not beloved. Children are always loved by the father. In Laukik also we see that if any children took place, in any child took place, and if he had any kind of problem, so what their parents do? They always try their best. So Baba is always telling us that even the last number is so much valuable for me. I am giving such love for him. But our shakes goes up and down because we don't have that much faith on Baba. That Baba is really helping us or not. As I told that many times we made so many mistakes. And from that mistake, we think that Baba is not helping us. In last Sunday's Murli also Baba said that Baba is the quickest Sevadhari. If we call him any time, he is always there. Suppose if we are going for a party or somewhere with our good friend, and when we go to that place and we forget that friend that who is come with us, and we get engaged with other friends, and if we do that thing several times, so next time that friend will come with us, he won't come with us. But Baba is there, that any time if we call him, he is always there to help us. But we have that kind of some doubts in our mind that Baba is really helping us or not. So here Baba is saying about transform your hopelessness into hope and bring the zeal and enthusiasm in our life. Many times we see that in last Sunday's Murli only Baba said that transform mine into yours. Become as a trustee. Just think I am a trustee. When the World Renewal Spiritual Trust had established, that time Ramesh Bhai has told to Brahma Baba that Brahma Baba made him as a trustee. So Ramesh Bhai told to Baba, Baba, I don't have any kind of experience to handle all these things. So how I will handle all those things? So what Brahma Baba told him, that whenever if you have any kind of problem, just sit in meditation, just sit in yoga and remember Baba and invoke your remembrance that what you had did for that situation in the last kalpa, and Baba will give you touching. So, but that time just keep your intellect clean and clear. Then only you will receive the touching from Baba. So if any problem comes to our life, what we have to do, personally I am saying that always at next moment, at the very first moment, we always have to speak with Baba. Either is the happiest moment, first always we have to inform to Baba. Or is any kind of problem is there or whatever circumstance is there, always we have to speak with Baba. You know what happened when we have so much problem, we speak with Baba. Baba, these things happen and that things happen. But when we get some success or we are so much happy, that time we forget Baba. We are just telling that some other people, but not to Baba. So we don't have to do those kind of things. Always for each and everything, we first have to speak with Baba only. Of course, we have so many friends and other people, but they are the second always. Always we have to speak with Baba. So here Baba says that, if your faith is unbroken, you constantly have victory. Let there always be zeal and enthusiasm for victory. So how to bring the remain in zeal and enthusiasm? Everything is beneficial. In last Sunday's Murli only Baba said that whatever this happened, either someone has met an accident or whatever this happened, just think that everything is beneficial. Then only you will remain happy in that condition. And here Baba is saying, experience any difficult task to be as easy as though it is not a big thing, because you have carried out that task innumerable times. That Baba is saying, you are the victorious jewel of Baba, means, and the victory is our godly birthright. We had done that task so many times. In our life also, suppose if any doctor is there, or any engineer is there, or someone else is there, if they do continuously the same thing all the time, they become the master in that. They don't have to think about that, oh, in that condition, what have to do. So we had carried out that task so many times, in many kalpa. So just we have to invoke that. We have to call our memories back, that what I did in condition for in last kalpa. So do not have any name or trace of hopelessness. Let there not be this thought in your nature or sanskar. I don't know whether this will be transformed or not. So especially I always focus, for personally I am saying that I always focus on the positive side of anything, because at the law of attraction says, to whom the thought, if any thought, if we keep always thinking about that thought, we are giving that energy to that thought, either is good or bad. No, Baba always says that in our body there are 7 chakras, but Baba says that just think that I am a soul situation here on the forehead, because on the forehead we know that order chakra, Agya chakra is there. So if order means order chakra, Agya chakra means if whatever order we are giving to that chakra, he is going to obey that thing is going to fulfill. So we always have to think from the, always on the positive side of anything, either is bad or either is good. So we'll get the success in that. If we will think about the negative side, means we are giving the negative vibration, negative power to that thing, and that thing will become more powerful. So always think about the positive side. You are always victorious. So as Baba says that, let there not be this thought in your nature or sanskar. I don't know whether this will be transformed or not. You are always victorious. Baba has given us the blessing. No? In many Murli, Baba saying that you are my child. So success is your godly birthright. But how much we have that faith that Baba is always with us and he is going to help us. So if we have that kind of faith in Brahmin family, that this is the family whom we met after 5000 years, and this is the whatever the scene is there in drama is always beneficial. Either is we see either is good or bad, because we see it, what happened normally. We are not becoming Trikaldarshi stage. We are not stabling ourselves in Trikaldarshi stage. We are just seeing the things from one aspect of time only. That why that things comes to me only. But if we remain stable in the Trikaldarshi stage, we don't feel that anything is bad in that. There is some bad is there, but Baba says, no, if anything bad is there, Baba will change into good. Baba will always there to help us. So these are the few points. I will revise once again. Blessing. May you transform hopelessness into hope by having faith in the intellect and the zeal and enthusiasm for victory. So that's about today's magic of blessing. Om Shanti.